Hello, 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 everyone. This is Mika Ray on the G-Spot tonight. So I want to welcome everyone in. We are so happy that you joined us tonight. And my co-host, Joy, are you on?
I'm here.
Hi, girl. How you doing?
I'm doing lovely. How's everybody on this Monday evening? I hope great. I'm feeling absolutely wonderful.
Girl, I'm feeling wonderful, too. I have my little glass of wine. And earlier today, I discovered a new trick. Most people know that I love French fries, and I have to have my French fries with my ketchup and mustard. So anytime I buy French fries or wings or whatever, I need to eat them right away because I like my French fries to be crunchy, whatever. So today I learned a new trick for warming up leftover French fries.
And what is that?
It's so simple. So they said that you should just put it back in the grease and let it cook some more. So I put a little grease in the pan, a tiny bit, not a whole lot, a little oil in the pan. And I let them fry just a little bit, and they got right back crispy like brand new fries, girl.
Oh, wow.
I know. I was so excited. Yes, you're going to have to try it. It was really, really good. So I was happy, and it worked. So now I know how to warm up my French fries, and I put my wings in the oven. So everything worked out just fine. Well, I had to share that story. So anyway... So tonight our topic is over sexual pet peeves, and I said bedroom pet peeves, you know, to keep it rated G, I guess, but we're definitely talking about our sexual pet peeves tonight. So some of those things that you just don't like to happen in the bedroom. So that's what we're discussing. Of course, we know there are a lot of things out there that just irk us or get on our nerves. So we're going to talk about it. We hope that if you're listening and you want to share, that you press 1, and we will bring you on so you can share your sexual pet peeve. And if you're too shy, you know you can always comment in the actual invite on Facebook, and I will read them out loud or say them out loud for you. Okay? So... of course, we're going to go to a song first, and then when we come back, we will start our pet peeve journey. So I want to set the mood, and we find my song with, I think I'm going to start off with T-Shirt and My Panties by Dina Howard. Let me see. And you know that is one of my favorite songs. I played it on the show earlier this month, or last month, I believe it was. And you all know how that gets everyone in the mood. Give me 1 second. Joy, you like that song?
I actually don't.
Oh.
I never liked it. No, not a fan.
Why?
I don't know. It just never moved me. Ever since I've heard it when I was young, no, I just never liked it.
Oh, well,
sorry.
So we're going to play this song, and then we're going to come back. We have somebody on already that wants to share, it looks like, so I'll bring them on next. So let's play this song, and we'll get started.
Boo. Let me stop.
T-shirt and my panties on. T-shirt and my panties on.
again.
Got my t-shirt and my panties on.
Alrighty, so t-shirt and my panties. That is my favorite song, Joy. I cannot believe you don't like that song.
I sure don't.
I don't know why, though. I really don't know why. I mean, we were real young when that came out, right? Like high school. So, you know, when I don't know. I've just never been a fan of it. I guess back then, you know, I wasn't sleeping in my panties and t-shirt for nobody, so... So I couldn't relate, and I just never became a fan once I became an adult.
What are your pet peeves? They better not be playing no t-shirt and your panties.
Girl, and my panties, no. I'd be like, stop, turn the music off.
Well, we have a caller, so I want to bring them on, and then we'll get into our pet peeves. So this is 7348. 7348, you're on.
Hey, this is Teresa. This is the first time listening to the show, so hopefully it'll be very interesting.
Oh, well, thank you. Do you have a sexual pet peeve to share? That's what we're talking about tonight. We're talking about the things that get on our nerves when it comes to sex in the bedroom, especially after we have set the mood, and then they just come out and do something that just really... down the mood. It spoils it right away.
My pet peeve? Let me see. I would say the pet peeve, I don't have to go back to my last relationship. The pet peeve is when, say for instance, like, you know, you do them real good, right? And then they turn around and like, you take too long, and they only do it for, you know, they only go down for you for like 2 minutes and he thinking that's too long. Like, you know, that just drives me crazy. And then, you know, and it's like, just, I don't even know how to even explain it. That's just, that's exactly my pet peeve.
I can understand what you mean. It's like, you know, I done set up here. I took all my time to please you, to make sure you got your little orgasm off. And you going to tell me you can't go down on me for, like, at least 5-10 minutes? Because that's probably about all it takes most of the time. Like, 5-10 minutes. If I'm really turned on. So I know exactly what you mean. Don't, I think, to me, I feel like that's being a very selfish lover. When you expect to be pleased and receive your, you know, your orgasm or your sexual, reach your sexual peak, but then you're not willing to give in return. And I know every time you have sex, it's not all about the, well, I'm going to give you some, you're going to give me some type thing. But when it is about that, you should be willing to make sure your partner is pleased to the point of satisfaction.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Yeah. Well, Teresa, thank you for calling in.
You're welcome.
I hope you continue to listen to the show tonight.
Oh, I will. Now that I know, now that I, you know. But do you do other events in, or everything is exclusively like on the Block Radio, Block Talk Radio?
No, I do. I do host events. I host the Sex and Sensuality Seminar. It's normally for women only, and it's all about building sexual confidence in women. Joy is one of my bartenders. I have a bartender, I have a dancer, and I have a few other women that do things with me, but it's all about helping you feel comfortable sexually in the bedroom and being able to express your needs without fear so that you can receive the ultimate pleasure. So I do those, and lately I've been doing them out of town, out of state. I did my first one here in Atlanta, but I haven't done another one here since last year. So I'm working on it, though.
Well, maybe I need to go out of town, though. These women in Atlanta, something's wrong with them. So I think
I need to get there a little bit further.
So.
Well, I had two. I had one in North Carolina and another one in South Carolina. So I had a few people from Atlanta travel there, and they were very, very successful. So, but stay in touch with me, and you can sign up for my newsletter on MikaRay.com, my website, and I will email you when my next one comes out.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you. We appreciate you.
That'll do. I think I'm on your Facebook page, so.
Oh, you are? Okay, good. Send me an email so I can know who you are.
Okay, I will.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay, have a good night.
Good night.
Oh, my gosh, Joy. I am so, that right there, really, girl, selfish sex is my biggest pet peeve.
I agree. Mine too.
Do not be selfish with me. I think it's so rude. If you don't feel like you could please me tonight, you know, you just need to let me know. Because I don't want to put in all my hard work and you don't show me any type of appreciation. Did we have a conversation similar to this one night, you and I?
Oh, yeah, because that's what I'm going through right now, sexual selfish lover.
Oh, you want to share a little bit before we bring on the next one?
I don't.
No? Okay.
Mm-hmm. No, okay. That's for a whole nother show, but yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I know. I just want to share this one real quick, and then I'm going to bring on this next caller. One of my friends shared that she hates, now this may, you know, this is an adult show, so some things we say is very adult oriented to you all, so put on your big girl panties, your big boy boxers, and just, you know, get over it. But the, because this is a sexy show. That's what we're about. I say a lot of stuff that, you know.
Be open-minded.
Yeah, be open-minded. So she was saying that she hates when someone goes down on her and gives, you know, a man or a woman, I guess, but she was talking about a man in this case, gives her oral sex, and then he comes up and wipes his mouth, like wipe off his mouth right away.
Oh, when he's down on her?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's pretty rude.
Isn't that rude? Why would you wipe your mouth? I feel like this. First off, if you're tasting me, if you're down there and you're performing oral sex on me, I want to know that you are enjoying my taste and that you are enjoying my fragrance.
Because when you come up and do that, that's kind of like, oh, I just did that just to, because you wanted me to do it. I really didn't want to go down on you. And then when I went down on you, you know what I'm saying? Like, ugh, it was kind of nasty. You know, that's kind of what I get when you come up and wipe your face immediately. Or if you go run in the bathroom to brush your teeth. Really?
Yeah. Especially if you're doing it as soon as you finish.
Exactly. That's why it's so not cool. That's just foreplay. We ain't even, you done ruined the rest of the night.
Right.
If you getting up, running, go to the bathroom, that means you are really not a foreplay person.
And then even if we, right, you're not even a foreplay person if you're running to the bathroom to wipe your mouth. But then you, even if you think about in the case of two lesbian women, that's not, sometimes the oral sex is the sex. Sometimes that's not the foreplay. That is the sex. So you perform oral sex on this woman, and then you get up and you wipe your mouth, or you get up and run to the bathroom and brush your teeth, and all that kind of stuff. You really don't ruin the sex for that night. Forget foreplay, you ruin the entire event.
Exactly.
So I think that was a good point, and I feel like if you have an issue with someone performing oral sex on someone, first, this is what I feel. If you are preparing to receive oral sex, make sure you are clean down there, washed really well, and that goes for your anus too. That needs to be really clean, very dry, like your anus part, very dry. Make sure that's dry, because what happens is if you take your shower and if you haven't dried, you haven't washed really well, even that can cause an odor. I'm just being upfront and honest. And so you want to make sure your behind is washed really well. Make sure your vagina is washed really well, or your penis is cleaned really well. And make sure you have a good fragrance. Because if it doesn't smell good, it's a possibility that that can actually be an STD or some type of infection going on. So that's the part for the
people. Or sometimes they're just not drinking enough water.
Or they're not drinking enough water or cranberry juice. But also for the people, those are for the folks that are receiving. For the folks that are giving, if you have an issue with performing oral sex on someone, I feel that you need to make sure you have a discussion with the person that you're having sex with and let them know, okay, I'm not too interested in this right now. I don't like the taste. I don't like the smell. However you have to say it, but let them know how you feel about it, because it's important. You don't want anyone to feel, you don't want to do anything that you don't feel comfortable doing. But then also you don't want anyone else to feel bad about receiving it or wanting it or feel bad about their body. Having sex with somebody, performing oral sex, is all about confidence. And if you're not confident in what you're performing in, you may not need to perform it. That's my opinion. I don't know. So I'm going to bring
up. Saying.
You just saying.
That's what you should have said at the end of your.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Well, you know, always I'm all about healthy, healthy sex. And I want people to be healthy and happy in the sex life that they have. So I'm going to bring on this caller. It's the last four digits is 4251. Hang on. 4251, you're on.
Hey, what's up, Major? This is Daryl.
Hey, how you doing?
Daryl Bird.
Hey, I know who you are. What's up?
Hey, you ain't speak to me. You ain't speak to me. My name is Joy.
Okay, how you doing, Joy?
Hello.
How you doing? I mean.
Yeah, y'all gotta speak to my co-host.
You know I've been working double. You know, I've been working double, so I'm off, you know, just one shift today, so I'm able to get on the calls. I'd be missing a lot of your calls and stuff, you know. But I want to say I really I'm proud of what y'all doing. You know, I always say that.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. And I enjoy it, by the way. Enjoy it, by the way. I think I met you. Well, you didn't meet me. I saw you at the studio, at her studio one time, I think.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Very nice. Anyway.
Thank you.
Anyway, I was sitting here listening. I said, I'm getting a little lesson right here with the health things y'all were talking about. You know, First of all, I want to say, you know, me, I don't hold back when it comes to pleasing my mate. And like I said, Mika know my story. It's been 2 years before I even hugged or touched a woman. You know, I had to heal from a 13-year marriage and divorce. So I'm ready to get back out there, you know, not doing anything crazy, but just getting out there and meeting someone. But when it comes to pleasing someone, you know, I try to give my all. She don't have to even have to sit back and relax and let me do what I got to do. And like I told her, you know, I like doing chi massages or something. You know, once I please that person, the person climax or whatever, I like to give a massage, a chi massage, which is something that is an out of body experience. When it comes to oral, you know, I go all the way in. You know, I try to make sure when I'm pleasing that person, when that person is really, really enjoying it, I don't stop.
All right. Well, good. So let me ask you, do you have a sexual pet peeve? Because that's what the show is about tonight. We're sharing what we don't like that people do in the bedroom. What gets on our nerves?
Well, when I worked at a place called Head Start, there were older women. You know, I was like a fresh out of college, 21 years old, and I sat back and I listened to the older women talk. You know, them older women, they sit back and they give you a little lesson, you know, about women. And they have a shrinking violet. I said, what is a shrinking violet? So a shrinking violet is a woman that complains, you know, if they're sweating, oh, I'm sweaty, oh, it's hot, or this or that. You know, that's my pet peeve. Just go with the flow and just have fun.
Okay, I hear that your pet peeve is, you said complaining?
Yeah, complaining about it's too hot or you move too fast, you move too slow, or whatever, you know, just somebody don't go with the flow, you know, and don't, you know, just talk too much. Just to encourage you.
So
your
pet peeve is they talk too much. They just
I don't mind them talking. I don't mind them talking. I'm talking about complaining.
That's what I'm saying. They're not talking sexually. So they talking about what's going on around y'all instead of being, you know, in the moment.
And I got to talk about my ex-wife, but it was just like on a course, kind of.
Yeah, but you know, some women had them hot flashes, so they probably got to tell you they hot. Let me see, I'm just playing. I understand what you mean, though. Like, gosh, we supposed to be, you know, getting down, and you talking about how hot it is.
Let's role play. She said, I don't have enough energy for you. You got too much energy, that type of thing.
It was just all wrong. It was too much complaining during sexual time.
No, it's too much complaining. So, okay, thank you for sharing your pet peeve. Joy, and I'm not cutting you off there, but I want to talk about this a little bit. Okay, well, thank you for sharing that, and we're going to talk about it a little bit, okay? I'm going to probably bring you back on in just a second. Hang on.
All right.
So, Joy, that is hilarious because you know what? Some women do complain a lot.
Yeah.
They do complain a lot. They don't know how, and I don't think it's necessarily that they're complaining because they're really sometimes, let me take it back. Some women talk a lot, and I think that sometimes it's because of nerves. And they may be nervous in that moment, so they're talking or they saying,
that's the nervous part should be if it's a new lover. If this is somebody that you've been dealing with for a while, there should be no more nerves there to where you still got to be running your mouth, period. That's my opinion. Like, why are you still nervous if we have still dealt with each other that long? Like, you should know my body by now. I should know your body by now. The nerves should be, like, new relationships. I can understand that. But not if we married, and we've been married for some years now, and we've been doing this, you know, quite often. Why are you still complaining, or why are you still talking? If your talking is not sexual, like, don't be doing all that complaining.
Well, you know what, too, and I'm just going to tread on this real lightly, that some women complain or some women talk because maybe they're not necessarily feeling satisfied in the bed, or they're not feeling that their needs are being met, or that the individual is not doing what they're supposed to do to make them feel good.
Girl, that's another topic for another show. For real, because, yeah, I can definitely agree with that one.
And I think I would complain, too, but this is me. I know back in the day, I would tell you, listen, hey, it ain't working. We just don't have to stop, and I'm done.
Right.
I don't have time to sit up there and teach you and play around with you. I'm trying to get my needs met.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have all that foolishness. So, so somebody mentioned, back to the one where they said that you be wiping our mouth off or whatever. Somebody mentioned that, yes, the woman is a squirter if the woman squirts. And I have talked, you know, I talk about squirting, female ejaculation, with a lot of the sex and sensualities that I do. So women, we do ejaculate. Sometimes we don't know that we're ejaculating, or sometimes we're feeling it and it feels like we have to pee or whatever. But we ejaculate, and then we have some that ejaculate a lot, some that just may do a little squirt, and some that's going to gush out. So those that are gushing, so you may have to wipe your mouth. And I think that's reasonable. You know, you don't want to just try to kiss and continue on with all this gush all over your face.
Right.
So I can understand
I don't know nothing about that, but yeah, I would agree.
Oh, Lord. Okay, let's play another song because we're so silly. And then we're going to come back and we're going to share some more. And this song is Emile LaRue, and I actually think this is very fitting. Let me find it. Hang on, y'all. Bear with me. But I think this is very fitting for what we just said, because sometimes this is all the person has, and they're just going to come to you with what they got. And this song is All I Got by Emile LaRue.
Got these hands to lift the wheel, just lock down like a fool.
honey. Sometimes that's all they got. They just coming and giving the best that they can. And sometimes we can choose to deal with it or get over it, I guess. I don't know. For me, I feel like if you're not doing enough to please me and I think you just should always bring the best that you can best in the bed, the best that you can do in the bedroom, period, point blank. That's just my opinion. So if anyone else wants to share their pet peeves, please press 1. I'm going to go into one of my other ones. One of my other ones is I talked a little bit about hygiene already, but my biggest thing is this. If you're coming over to the individual's house and you're getting ready to have sex, you already know. If you're standing out at that person's house, you already know what's going down. So I feel like this. You should either come over already showered, clean, bathed, everything. Smell good, all that stuff should be already ready. Or if you're not, then have your little overnight bag. You go into the shower and get yourself cleaned all up. Because if you're not, I don't want you. And I'm just saying this is hypothetical. I wouldn't want you in my bed and you just been in all day stink.
And I feel like even if it's not that you know what's going on, I mean that you about to come over and you know what's about to go down. No, I feel like, you know, whether period you come over, if you not shower, period. If you've been out all day, that's how I feel.
I definitely agree that you should, if you're going to come over to somebody's house, and you need to make sure your behind is clean. That's just how I feel. Because it's no exactly. need to be trying to have sex. No, it's a different thing when you feel that, let me see, when you don't know that sex is going down. And y'all just kind of go at it. You know, that's different. Because some people just go at it. And I think that's sexy. Okay, you know it. I came home from work today. Babe, I'm going to jump your bones right at the door. That's different. But now you just going to come over to the house. And you ain't going to take the time to take a shower. And we already planned to have a sex night. Or even if I'm coming home, and I know you're trying to say, this is a big one for me. So that's why I'm on it so much, because I don't like that. And I don't like the smell of outside.
Yes, me either.
Somebody put wanting to cut the light off because she does not feel comfortable. Now, for that one, I'm very two-sided about that. And that's only because what I do as an intimate coach, sex therapist, is I'm here to help women feel more confident in their bodies and in their sexual being, big, small, whatever shape you have. I want you to embrace that. But there are some women out there who aren't comfortable with their bodies, and they do feel the need to have the lights off because they're not comfortable with themselves. And I can understand how some people, like the person that posted that, feel that that is a definite pet peeve. My advice on that one is for you to make sure you make your lover feel comfortable in bed. Make them feel confident about their sexual being, so that they will not feel like they have to turn the lights off, or they don't feel like they cannot get all the way naked, but they only can take off a little bit here, just enough to get to the good type stuff. I feel like that's our job. If we are with a lover and we know they're kind of uncomfortable, I feel like that's our job to help them help each other. It's our job to help each other feel comfortable in the bed. So that's my thought on that. Joy, you had any thoughts on that? That's the one where someone posted wanting to cut the lights off because she does not feel comfortable.
And that was one of their pet peeves?
Yes.
I don't think that should be a pet peeve. I mean, you have to be considerate of your lover. Basically, that's all I have to say. I don't think that should be a pet peeve. I mean, it is for people, but you have to realize why, you know, why are they asking for the lights to be off? You know, have that conversation. If that is your pet peeve, then say, hey, you know, I don't like when you have to have the lights off. Why is that? You know, and then that person expressed why, and then I hope that person that has that pet peeve will be considerate of that and, you know, understand it. If not, then they're an asshole.
So you just gonna say it like that then, okay. I can't stop laughing, I'm sorry. Well, we know we can't. We don't want. We don't want people to feel like they, you know, their pet peeves are wrong, because everybody has their own type of thing.
No, but, it's not. That's why I said that's their pet peeve. But
yeah.
Once that person that they are being intimate with explains to them why, they shouldn't still be like, oh, well, that's my pet peeve and I don't like it, you know, because they're being an asshole at that point. You know what I'm saying? Like, but if they never knew, you know, why, and that's just their pet peeve. No, it's not wrong. We all have reasons, things that we don't like, you know, in bed,
right,
or whatever, about somebody. But, again, it's all about communication, you know. So if that person communicates to them, this is why, or if that person communicates and say, this is my pet peeve, you know, it's like, okay, well, now I know why, you know. But
Right. I had somebody that just inboxed me, and they said, is spitting during sex a turnoff? And I said, yes. And so she asked me why. Well, I think that it depends on what are you spitting. Are you trying to spit on the coochie? Are you trying to spit on the dick? Some people, you know, they like that. They don't mind you spitting on the penis while you giving head, or spitting on the coochie while you giving head to the coochie. But in my opinion, go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
You was going
to
say something?
I was about to say, wow, that somebody actually said that, because that's one of the things that I was going to say was my pet peeve. That's crazy, because a lot of men love that, love it. They love the whole spit thing. I hate it. Okay, one thing with me, ever since I was a kid, I just don't like spit. I know that's a part of life. That's in our mouth all day, every day. But I hate spit. I hate seeing people spit on the ground. I hate all of that. So it's like when somebody do that to me, spit on my, you know, vajayjay, I'm like, ew. Like, I don't say it out loud because I feel like, you know, I'm not a selfish lover. So I just let them, whatever is satisfying them, go at it, and you know, if I can tolerate it. But you know, it's just like when they do it, I'm like, oh, my God. That's how I'm thinking in my head, because I hate it. That's one of my pet peeves. I hate it.
Yeah. And you know what? That's another thing, too. What happens when they're doing the things that we actually hate? Do we actually have to sit up there and take it? Do we have to say, you know what, if that's what turns you on, I'm going to do it type stuff? I think that when it comes to something like that, it's like, you should be able to say, well, you know what, when you spit on my vajayjay, I don't really like that, so can you not do it the next time? You know, that type of stuff. But that's all about us all learning how to express our boundaries and our sexual needs and our sexual don'ts in a bedroom with our lover. And I think that communication is one of the biggest turn-ons when it comes to sex. I know for me, being able to effectively communicate, you know what, baby, this is what I want tonight. I want to have sex tonight. I was going to say for myself. I want to have sex tonight. Being able to say what you want is my biggest turn-on. And that leads to one of my biggest turn-offs. Not telling me what you want in bed. Not telling me that you actually want something in the bedroom. meaning
but
that
you,
if
you know what is a sticky, it's kind of sticky when you what you just said earlier when you said should we just take what they're doing if it's our pet peeve if we just absolutely hate it? It's such a sticky area because if you say, hey, I don't like you doing that, it's kind of like you're taken away from that person. You see what I'm saying? Like you're taken away from what they are, what they love to do, what they enjoy in the bed. You know, it's kind of like, oh, man, it's just like a, I don't know.
I can agree.
It's a sticky
area. Yeah, I think you're right. It could definitely be a very sticky situation, but that's where the communication comes in it, and that's where compromise comes in. Okay, baby, if you'd like to try this type of stuff, I don't necessarily like it, but maybe we can try this together instead, and maybe that's going to work better for us. You know, just
mm-hmm.
being able to have that conversation and being able to compromise with each other where both of your needs are still being met in the same way, you know. I think that's the
mm-hmm.
best way to do it. But it looks like we have a caller, and it's 3935. I don't know if I had this person on yet, but let me see. Hang on. 3935, you're on. Hello?
Hey, what's up, Mika? How you doing?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
All right. I'm just tell you, I'm over here calling from Texas. So this is interesting.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, I was watching, I saw it on Facebook, and I'm the gentleman. I made some comments. I'm the guy who wears the poncho.
Oh, you're the poncho guy. Hi.
No, a lot of that stuff is exaggerated. I was just talking and having a little fun with y'all. But I'll tell you this, the pet peeve thing, I mean, throughout the years, throughout the generations, sex has totally changed. I mean, back in my day, just being with women, there was no such thing as a pet peeve when we're making love. It was just all about having a good time, you know. And today, I think sex has gotten more complicated. It's gotten more dangerous. It's the spinning thing. I never understood the spinning thing. I mean, that's just ridiculous. It's just gross. You know. And, you know, but if there's a pet peeve, man, the two people that are having it, they got to resolve that because it's all about being passionate and having a good time and supporting each other's wants and needs.
Mm-hmm. Right. And it takes a lot of just to piggyback on that and then also what you and I were saying earlier, Joy, it takes a lot of you allowing yourself to be vulnerable first off, but also allowing your taking away the ego and the pride.
Yeah, compromising. Compromising.
Right.
Pet peeves should it be tolerated? That's up to the two people. You know, are we gonna move on with this? Or are we gonna annoy the shit out of each other for hours or
right.
5 minutes or 3 seconds?
Mm-hmm.
So it just depends on how old you are and how long it takes.
Right.
I think a lot of people nowadays are actually stubborn and they don't compromise. I think that's where a lot of it's that compromising is lost. It used to be very strong back in the day, you know, with couples compromising for one another. And I think as this generation, the younger generation, I feel like they don't understand what compromise means, you know, and I think it's lost. And I think a lot of people are just, well, this is what I want, but this is what I want. Well, we're not gonna, you know, and it's like that back and forth. Like you said, the gentleman that's on the line now, like you just said, back in the day, it was all about having fun. Now it's just all these rules. Why? You know?
Exactly.
Right. And you also made a good point that, you know, sex has changed. You have to be safer, too, as well. It's also about making sure that you are being protected. I always promote protective sex as much as possible and making sure you have your STD test, all that kind of stuff, because you don't want to just go and give it up to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And
exactly.
Want to make sure. Right. So, you really brought up some good points. I appreciate you calling in and listening.
Well, thank you. It's my first time You know, I'm on Facebook a lot. I DJ out in Texas, so I'm always on Facebook networking and promoting. And
okay.
I've seen your, and I said, you know, I need to go check this, see what it's all about. And so I apologize if I came off on the wrong, so you might, I don't want you to think I'm some kind of, you know, knucklehead ahead pervert or something like that by my comments. I believe in sense of humor and trying to, you know, have fun with something. So
Right.
Call him, check in and let y'all know, you know, you're not, this forum is not drawing, it shouldn't be drawing that type of people who are not. If I'm going to joke, then let me be serious and talk about it for a minute and introduce myself, and that's what I'm.
Well, I appreciate you introducing yourself to us, and we appreciate you joining us, and I hope
You're all in New York, right?
No, we are in Atlanta.
Oh, cool. Cool. Yeah, well, I'm originally from New York, but I moved out to Texas 5 years ago, and I married a church girl. And she don't even, okay, so let's go back to that topic again. What happens when you fall in love with somebody and marry someone and then don't even want to go down that route? Talk about compromise. Talk about compromise. It's been a minute since I've been able to go down that route. But I love her, and I'm not going to let that be a deal breaker in our marriage.
Well, that's a good thing. You have to inbox me so we can talk off record.
All right, sweetie. All right, so let me let you move on with your show, and it was a pleasure meeting you and keep rocking.
Nice meeting you,
so
too.
Much.
Thank you.
All right,
okay, bye-bye. He actually brought up some very good points, and you know I'm always about healthy sex. Healthy sex life comes before anything else. I have a few people that are really commenting in the invite, and they are so hilarious. So I had a few people say a few things, and I want to read some of these, but I want to bring on this other caller because it looks like they've been holding for a while. 3563. Let's see. 3563. You there?
I'm here. Yes.
Hey.
Hey. This is the gorgeous one. How are y'all?
Hey,
hi.
Hey. You're the one who's been posting out of hilarious stuff.
I don't know what you're talking about. I wanted to go back to, you made a comment about the, don't hang up on me, about the spitting. that can actually be sexy, but it depends on how is the person spitting, because this is like the kind on the pornos where they actually come from deep down in the gut and all it's a honker, that's not cute. But the little spit and the little, you know, little let it hang from your mouth and let it drip on there, that's sexy.
This is Joy. I've never had a hawker, but I don't like any of it. I don't like any of it. Yeah. But I can understand what you're saying. It could be sexy because a lot of what I've, you know, saw and stuff and what has been done to me, that's what they do. They let it, you know, drizzle.
Oh, and another thing, y'all laughing about my one post about the what about the hairy person or the
Yes, that was going to be the other one. But I want to go back to the spitting thing. I think the spitting thing is just like you said, it is a matter of preference, because it is the person who is receiving it. If they actually like to see that little dribble, the nice slow drip come out your mouth. So I think it's all about, like you said, the preference and how the spitting is being done. Are you really hawking up something, or are you just kind of doing a little sexy, you know, slow little drip of spit? But I think it sounds better with wine. You know, maybe you do a sexy drip of wine. I don't know.
You know, I have a comment on that.
Oh.
Now the wine, yes, I actually enjoy that. Now, not dripping on me, but as far as having wine in my mouth and going down on the
purse.
I don't know what to say on this show, but going down on the penis with wine in my mouth, that actually drove that man crazy. I don't know why, though, but he enjoys it with wine, wine in my mouth, and the wine drips down the side of, you know.
Girl, you could be. You don't have to be politically correct on this show. This is why it's at 10 o'clock at night, and that's what Mika Ray still, you know. We still.
She got nervous because the last caller said about his wife was in the church.
No, you know, but no, I actually, that's actually something sexy, and that I've seen that that person really enjoys that, and I don't know why. I don't know if, and it's not even cold wine, it's red wine, so you know, that's room temperature, but when it's in my mouth and I go down, they're just like, oh my, you know, it just drives them crazy. So
wow. Well, what was you going to say, about the hair? Because that was going to be my next thing, and I was going to read. Go ahead.
I mean, when you're going down on a woman, I mean, first of all, you don't want to fight and got to go through the hedges and the jungle and all that to get to the good. You know, that's nasty.
Mm.
I mean, the afro, the wild stuff, and nappy stuff. No, that's a no. Hell no, no. I don't know. I'm anal about hair. I hate hair, you know. And then to encounter somebody who's hairy down there, hairy on the legs, and hairy down. I was like, really?
Right. I think that's like, a lot of people's pet peeves. But I actually met a guy that likes hair down there, and I'm like, oh no, buddy.
Well, you know what? It's a thing that is in the South too. I've heard about that a lot. That some of the men in the South, they love hair. They love hairy legs. They love hairy cooch. They love hairy armpits. I mean, they just, some men really find that a big turn on. And you know, if you watch porn, I don't know if any of y'all watch porn, but I'm sure you do. But if you're watching porn, there is actually a section on there that's all about hair. So you get to watch it with all the hair down there on the cooch or the penis.
Okay, that's enough.
Yeah,
wow.
That's enough. But I think that it is, you know, I think a lot of hair down there can be a big turnoff, especially if you're going down, you're performing oral sex on them, because you get that hair stuck in your throat. Ugh. Yeah,
ugh.
I know what you mean.
Right.
Yeah, he just gave me a visual. Ew.
Sorry. So just make sure you shave your hair, ladies, if you're talking to Dee, because she doesn't like it.
It got to be cute. I mean, if you're going to have a hair, it could be a little fade, but not no mohawk and afros. No. Have it nicely tapered, you know, a good shape to it or something.
Well, thank you so much. Do you have any other pet peeves you wanted to share before?
Oh, I got a lot, but y'all ain't got that time. No, my most major, and I swear it's like the worst pet peeve in the world, but it's a total turnoff. It's a get up and go turnoff. If you're going down on a woman, and well, you bumping and grinding or whatever, and she's like, "Give me some head," you know, or. Man, what's the other one I said? Give me some head or my heart. Yeah, or something about the nut.
That's nasty.
I mean, I dated guys, and I never had a guy say that to me. So forth. It comes from a woman? Really? Mm.
So because I did kind of start a conversation about that a little bit earlier, but I think I took another caller. For me, when you're in the bed, I feel like you need to tell somebody, you know, what you want, what you need, how you kind of want it. And I like direction, not necessarily a lot of direction, meaning that, okay, lick me here, touch me there, do this, do that type stuff. But I want to hear that you want me. I don't want you trying to throw those little hints, like I'm going to tap you on the shoulder, like that's supposed to mean that we have a sex tonight. I want to hear you say, you know, baby, I want to, you know, I'm ready to do it. I want you to do this. I need that tonight. I want to hear that. So I think maybe it's all in the way hearing a woman say, I'm about to nut, does sound a little vulgar. It's not as sexy because you hear a man saying that. That's different. That's a man saying, babe, I'm about to nut. You know, it's like manly talk. But you hear a woman say it, it's like, what the hell? Yeah, that could be a turn off. Can she say, I'm about to come? Is that okay with you?
Yeah, that's cool.
All right.
As long as that stuff,
Yeah. I agree. I can see what you're saying about that. So you don't want them to say, I want you to give me head. What you want them to say?
Huh?
You said something about the head thing or go down on me. You didn't like that.
Oh,
something.
No. Don't, you just can't. That give me some head and, you know, I'm about to bust a nut. That's just no. Anything else. Eat my VJJ, You know, the P word. You know, I mean, anything but that.
Oh, I got you. So it's just how you're saying stuff that makes it a turn off. Okay. And there's always a better way to say things. You know, baby, I would love for you to go down on me tonight. You know, that sounds sexy and sensual, and it makes that person want to go down on you.
Yeah, or
so,
just
don't
say anything. Just let it happen.
Oh, yeah. Well, just let it happen. Just hush, like the other guy was saying earlier. Just hush. I don't even want you talking in the bed.
Exactly. I mean, you start putting the head down, you know what's up. All right. It was good talking to you, ladies. Great show.
Talking to you, too. Thank you so much for tuning in. We really appreciate it.
You're welcome anytime.
All righty. Okay. Yeah, I really, 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 really love that conversation with her because she has the entire invite on Facebook going in, and she got the conversation started with a lot of the stuff that she has said on here. One person put on here that she can't stand real sloppy, wet kisses. There's a way to French kiss. I agree, too, and not use so much saliva. I was talking about that the other day with somebody. Nobody wants to feel you exchange spit. Like, I don't want to taste your spit all up in my mouth, going down all my throat. That's just so nasty.
Mm-hmm.
You can give nice, soft, wet, dry French kisses without a whole bunch of saliva. And it will be sexy. It can get the point across. It can hit the spot. It can tell the person you're really into them. You turned on. You ready for it. You don't have to do all those wet, sloppy kisses. And if you don't know how to kiss, you know, I think it's a good thing to practice a little bit. All right.
I agree.
Okay, well, what we're going to do is play a song, and we are going a little longer tonight because I kind of had a feeling, you know, this will be an interesting topic. So I want to play another song, and it's The Weeknd, Wicked Game. And we will come back.
She'll never fucking know that. take you down another level and get you dancing with the devil. Take a shot of me, but I'm warning you, I'm on that shit that you can't smell, baby. So put down your perfume.
Okay. So we are back. So I went just a little longer tonight because this was such a fun topic. I really enjoyed it, and I still have so much to say that I didn't even get out. What about you, Joy?
I was just thinking that, yes, I didn't say a few things myself.
I didn't even really get into my real pet peeves. But you know what? This conversation has been so lively. I just appreciate everyone's support. You can, we may have to do a part two of this.
I agree.
Yeah, so maybe next month we'll do a part two of the sex pet peeves in the bedroom, and we'll get in even deeper because there are so many things. I'm sure that we can probably name hundreds of these that we don't like. And then I also want us to kind of talk about what turns us on. So maybe we'll make it a combined show. Some of our turn-ons compared to the things that actually turn us off. But you all are listening to blogtalkradio.com/WJBR. So you all can follow us there. Of course, I will post all the links there. We do the G-Spot with Mika Ray every first, third, and fourth Monday of the month. Joy B is my co-host. So we always try to bring topics that are, of course, relevant to what I do as an intimacy coach. And then we got some other things coming up that's going to also highlight more of what Joy does as well, which we're going to do a show, Joy, where we just talk about what you do, what I do. So it'll be a great introductory show that introduces both of us. But I want people to also get to know you more.
Okay.
So we will do that possibly like the last show of this month, but we will be working on that because I want y'all to know Joy. She has a lot to offer. And
y'all need to get to know me. Y'all coming on talking about, hey, Mika Ray. No, what about Joy B. Pitt?
That's right. We cannot forget about my lovely co-host, Miss Joy B. And somebody did text me. They're like, I love Joy. She is hilarious. So we will be well, we'll talk about it off record, but she but I want people to get to know you as well, so we will work on that. And of course, we do brunch in the basement every Saturday from 11 until 1 o'clock, and that's hosted by Javon. I am also on that show along with Nathan James. So of course, Javon always bring on a celebrity guest. She interviews them, and one of her guests, her past guest, Cece Peniston, her story will be airing on Unsung on VH1, I believe it is, on Wednesday. So you all, not VH1, but TV1. So check that out. And if you get a chance, go to the archive shows and listen to her interview with Javon. It was great. What else I want to make sure I say? Oh, and then Javon also does Sunday evening shout on Sunday from 6:30 until 8:30, I believe. Sometimes she has a guest on there, too. And then I do Intimate Realness every second Monday of the month with Renair. So I'm doing that next Monday, and that is more geared towards our LGBT community. You know, I'm very inclusive. Sexuality, relationship, intimacy is across an entire span. They cover an entire span. So we don't ever want to leave out anybody's relationship type. So we're talking about labels, part two of labels. So look for the invite for that. So I hope you all have a great night. I'm going to probably end with a song. Joy, do you have any final words?
No, just everybody have a great evening and a great week. And see you guys on third Monday. Or hear from you.
Yes, we will hear from everybody on the third Monday. We look forward to you all joining us. And I'm going to play a reggae song that I love, No Games by Sarani. And I'm going to start just featuring a reggae spot. Javon does her Chaka Khan moment. I want my reggae spot on my show. So I'm going to do a reggae song at the end of every show. So this song is Sarani, No Game. And you all have a good night. Thank you for joining us.